Bulldog, how are you, mate?
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, I'm really, really well, aside from being in lockdown, but no point complaining, right?
No, exactly that. Thank goodness we got the footy to roll on. And, well, Freddie, Brad Fittler, where's his future at? What have you got for us on Freddie?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Mido. He was linked to Parramatta last week, and Freddie actually came out and did say that, you know, if he was to return to coaching, Parramatta would be a club that would be highly attractive for him. Freddie's still got another year remaining as New South Wales coach, and he is, or does, have a close relationship with the CEO there, David Trodden, who we all know is a very, very good man and administrator. So, look, it would be up to Freddie whether he wants to return to the NRL or at least show an inclination to. I don't think Dave Trodden and the board would stand in Freddie's way if he did want to return to the NRL ranks. Look, the NRL, the New South Wales Rugby League, rather, have a meeting where they'll review all Origin in September. I'd say at that point they would discuss Freddie's future, whether they think he might want to head back to the NRL or stay on as
Do you think he does want to go back to the NRL, Bulldog? I mean,
I don't know. Yeah. Well, it's a really good question. He's got a job he enjoys so much at the moment. He loves Channel 9 and he loves New South Wales, and it's a really good mix for Freddie, and it doesn't mean he has that day-to-day grind, Loz. Sure, Origin's demanding. You know that better than anybody, but it's not that 24-7, 15-hour-a-day grind, and I just wonder whether at Freddie's stage of his life, whether he wants to go back to that, given he does have a fair bit of freedom and flexibility at the moment.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I think, you know, what he's done for New South Wales has been excellent, and he would have that position for a number of years to come. And then, of course, he's got the job at Channel 9, and, you know, it's not as demanding as what a full-time NRL coach would be. And I don't know. I've never spoken to him about it, but I would think he'd have the right balance at the moment.
Maybe he's prepping for Channel 9 to lose the footy, Loz. What if Channel 7 or Channel 10 get it? Will they take Freddie, or they want a whole new football setup? Maybe this is plan B.
Yeah, look, it may well be, Clarkie. We don't know. I mean, Loz, you could probably tell us. Did coaching Origin stoke the fire inside you to want to have a crack at NRL?
At the time, it did, Bulldog. But now that you sit on the other side of the fence, back out of it, you just go, why would you? If you know what I mean. Like, you work in the media and you hear about it all the time and you see the pressure that these guys are under. Yeah. You just go, why would you do it to yourself? You know?
You have to have a very special work ethic, don't you, to be a coach at the NRL level?
Oh, it's not 15 hours a day. Mate, forget the work ethic. Forget that. It's the pressure, to Bulldog. You lose games and you're being written about, spoken about on every sports show, whether you've got job security or not. And you can coach, you can't coach. Players like you, players hate you. All the innuendo and speculation that goes with it, it's a massive job. And for the time and effort that the coaches put in, I don't think a lot of them get the rewards that they deserve. Because you can only have one successful coach per year. At the end of the day, there's only one successful coach.
You look at Brad Arthur right now, Laurie. I mean, he's done a pretty good job at Parramatta. They've made the finals year after year, and he's got him to the prelim final, I think, twice the last couple of years, and he's under pressure every day. So imagine the scrutiny that a Trent Barrett must feel every day and the hours of lying awake at night. You've got to wonder sometimes, is it worth putting yourself through it, putting your family through it? Yes, it's lucrative. Yes, you get paid well, but sometimes you just think, I don't know, is money really worth all the hassle, the strain, and the draining pressure that goes with it.
Well, speaking of coaches, Bulldog, what's the latest with Craig Bellamy?
Puppy signed that 5-year extension down there at Melbourne recently. It was for a head coach role next year. And then he had that flexibility where he could transition out and go into some sort of advisory role with Melbourne, yet to be determined exactly what that would be. But he'd have 22 at the Storm and then take a bit of a step back Clarkie. Now Melbourne are thinking, though, that they want him to stay on again for another year for 2023. It's obviously not set in concrete yet, and there's a lot of work to go before this happens, if it happens. But certainly in terms of the Melbourne Storm, they are now hoping that Craig might be talked around into going for another year. So he'd complete this year, have 22, and then Melbourne might say, look, how about one for the road in 23? Then you can transition out, move back to the Gold Coast, which is his plan, and maybe travel down to Melbourne here and there throughout the season and help with a little bit of coaching, a little bit of recruitment, retention, et cetera, et cetera. But Melbourne, after what we've seen this year, going for 20 in a row, you sort of think, well, I can't blame the Storm for wanting to hang on as long as they can to this bloke. And so, look, at this point, it's a watch this space, Clarkie. Certainly next year's locked in for Bellamy, but don't be surprised if there's one more year tacked on as his swan song.
Yeah, they've done it smartly, haven't they, the Melbourne Storm, because they don't want to lose into another club. And in particular, I'm sure he would have been on the radar of expansion clubs or an expansion team that's likely to come into the competition in 2023 or 24. Now, I know that all the three bidders had some conversations with the commission this week. What can you tell us about what happened inside that meeting, Dean?
Yeah, that's very formal, Laurie.
I'm a formal guy.
Mr. Richie would have been better.
I've seen you formally inside the commercial hotel at June 8.
Well, if you want to tell stories, I'll get straight to you what you were up to, Mr. Richie.
Hey. Well, you want to start telling stories.
Love it.
Yeah, look, the three bidders, Loz, are Redcliffe, the Brisbane Firehawks and the Brisbane Jets. They had meetings with the NRL up there in Brisbane yesterday. The commission will now meet later this week to further expand discussion. They're hoping to finalise in that meeting later this week some sort of time frame for a final decision. Look, there is a line of thinking that the commission will try and get it done, a decision either way, around Christmas time or before Christmas. Nothing set in concrete just yet. Look, the Redcliffe Dolphins, I think, were the firm favourites going into that meeting, and nothing inside that meeting that unfolded, Loz, I think, swayed the commission any other way than to suggest that privately, they won't admit it publicly, that the Dolphins are the number one ranked team to become the 17th side. But look, it'll all come down to money, Loz. And look, the NRL has asked the broadcasters, what's it worth to bring another side in? Give us some cold, hard cash figures around what it would mean to us and how much we could earn out of a 17th side. But Laurie, I'm a dummy, you know that from way back, but given it's 17 and there's a bye, there won't be any more content on television. So I'm just curious to know how they could actually pinpoint a financial bonanza in that, given there won't be an extra game.
I was about to ask you that question. Obviously, it'll come down to money and the revenue they're able to get from this new deal, but how do they get it? Because it's not there's not an extra game as such. So do you think that they will be... I think that they will go with the team. But I just wanting to know how much more money that will bring into the game. I'm trying to get my head around that, that's all.
There's two key options, or elements here, two laws. One is what the current teams think. They're all hemorrhaging money at the moment.
Yeah, but they wouldn't want another team in, would they? Because they would think it's going to cost them money.
If you're talking big picture here, they probably should get another team. If they're thinking about their own club, and most of them do, and I thoroughly understand that, bottom line, at their own club, they would probably balk and say, look, now's not the time. Can we stabilise our finances after COVID, and then we can look for expansion? There will be a second team in Brisbane. There's no doubt about it, and it's been a long time coming. There's also the Broncos to think about, Laurie, how they are impacted. They are a massive franchise in our game. They're obviously struggling at the moment on field, but off field they are a sporting giant in Australia. So they'd have to be consulted as well. We've discussed it on this show before, the pool of players. Do we have another 30 players in the pool, given there's, let's be honest here, guys, there's some very, very average sides running around this year with rosters that have little or no depth. So, look, there's a lot of questions to get through before we determine which side or when this side comes in. It had been pushed back, I thought, Laurie, to 2024, but the discussion certainly yesterday in that meeting was about a side in 2023. So if that is the case, it doesn't give them a lot of time to really start to get a handy roster establishing themselves, because you want that first year to be a good one. You don't want to go in with a new side that's got a poor roster.
Now, Bulldogs, should players stay in Queensland post the season for COVID safety reasons?
Yeah, I wrote a story about this last week, you know, and a few clubs had privately told me that they thought it was the best thing to do was to keep them up there. But, you know, I know the NRL disagreed. They had a phone hookup on Friday to discuss the matter, and the NRL was saying, look, you know, we've got to get these players home. We can't give them a free holiday on the Gold Coast. Conversely, some clubs are privately now saying, well, if it's clean and safe up there and they're our biggest assets, them being the players, well, maybe it might be worthwhile to keep them up there as opposed to coming back down here.
Can I ask what the theory behind that would be, though, Bulldog? Like, why keep them up there if their season's over? And why should the NRL have to pay for that?
Well, that's the key question, was. The clubs, well, some clubs have said that they would be prepared to discuss going halves in the NRL.
I can't believe the discussion.
No way would
I can't
the NRL
believe the discussion
yes.
we're
no
having.
No way
about
would
that.
The NRL. Mate, you guess what? Go back to the real world. Like, you like, what's the difference
you're
between
season
them
is
and
over,
us?
You go back.
Exactly right. Go if, back home. If you want to stay,
stay and
but
pay
you pay for it.
Yes.
The NRL's going to laugh at that.
I think they would too, wouldn't
Any
they?
Any business
they
would laugh
at
that. Oh, mate, do you mind just paying for another month junket for me? And I'll bring my wife and my kids and we don't... Can we stay at Versace? Like, are you kidding? They're going to laugh at that for sure.
Yeah.
The theory is, guys, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, the theory is that it's clean up there and they are in a healthy environment. Sydney is obviously ravaged at the moment and there is a theory that if the players come back down here and they're in the off-season... that will they be able to turn up for pre-season training healthy and safe.
Which is 10 weeks away from when they finish?
Yeah.
Mate, well, can Big Sports Breakfast send us up there if it's clean? Because I'll be more comfortable
I want to get your answer on this. If I said to you that was going to happen, what would your reaction be? Would you say, I'm okay with that, I'm cool with that? Or would you say, mate, tell them they're dreaming?
Are you referring to what, loss?
Well, the NRL, if the clubs came to you and said, well, we want to stay up here, our players, we want them to stay here and we want you to foot the bill.
Yeah, oh, look, there's no doubt the NRL are going to say no. And they've forked out, it's $15 million, I think it's a month or something ridiculous like that, to set up those hubs.
Am I wrong here or am I reading
well,
it?
Well, I'm reading it exactly
completely
the same
differently.
As you are.
You're spot on, Loz.
I'm right beside you, saying the same thing.
I'm with you, Loz, but I can see merit to it. I can see that if they are our greatest assets, then do we want to bring them back down here into a COVID shutdown city?
But Bulldog, they're not protected species. They're like the rest of us. Like, okay, let's talk about this show. Without Mido, myself and Loz, okay, we can say they need us for this radio show. So why don't they send us to Hawaii where it's awesome and we'll do the show from there? You can't. Surely no business on the planet is doing that.
Another element here, guys, is also the vaccination policy. The NRL is about to release that in the next week or two, as I understand. So, look, we'll know more about that. Clubs are wanting that education around vaccinations to start as soon as possible. Clearly, it's a very delicate issue. But in a perfect world, all clubs want all players back for pre-season training, fully vaccinated, so we can start next season safe and have no dark COVID clouds hanging over our heads. So, the vaccination policy is another key issue as well. So, look, it's a talking point, guys. I can see both sides. The NRL won't go for it. I know they won't, but certainly in terms of the clubs, some clubs think that if they're safe up there, they've got their families there, should they stay there?
Is there any possibility, Bulldog, that pre-season for these clubs will be back in Queensland?
Oh, absolutely, Clarky.
So
I don't think we can dismiss anything.
If that's the case, you're saying there's 10-week break laws?
Look, the country will be open up.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Well, New South Wales will be open up.
Okay, what I'm saying is...
In 10 weeks, 12 weeks, we've got 3 months. So, 100%. Middle of October...
Yeah, it's a long way.
The players won't have to worry about I worry about pre-season camps in
They'll be doing it here in Penrith, New South Wales. Cronulla or, I agree. And if that's the case, then I don't see how they could possibly justify the NRL pay. I get if you want to stay on your own. If you want to pay yourself, play on. It's pre-season. You've got a gap now to do whatever you want before pre-season.
That's why we're working so hard on trying to get people vaccinated. Because when you get to 70 or 80%, which they're expecting to be in October, flags are down. Away we go. There'll be some restrictions, of course, but the players will be able to train at their home base.
Laurie, I got this text yesterday, all right? I'm not going to tell you who it's from. I'm not going to give that person up.
A source said? Bulldog?
I'll guess him anyway.
A source said?
Clarkson.
Yeah.
A well-placed source.
Oh, even better. This is exclusive right here.
I love this.
How is an unvaccinated $60,000 per annum development player at a Sydney club going to stay COVID-free in September and October? So,
well, like the rest of us,
go and get vaccinated then.
Well, they might not be able to yet, Clark.
Yeah, but what's going to happen, Bulldog, is they're opening it up. So if you get,
Hang on a second. What do you mean they won't be able to, Bulldog? You can go to the chemist. You can go to the pharmacy
and get
vaccinated.
Go and get AstraZeneca. Seriously.
Like, if that's their job and they need that...
I fired you. Bulldog. I started asking.
Yeah, you got us. Oh. You've definitely got us, Bulldog.
I'm off.
On you, doggy.
I'll tell you what, they're trying hard to get a free holiday.
Mate.
But honestly, I can't believe it. I get it, because if I'm a player, I'm pushing for it too, all right? But now I'm no longer a player.
You can stay up there for sure.
Mate, no one's exactly making you come home. Just fork out your own money for your own holiday.
Exactly.
Like the rest of us do.
Mate, and if they're locked down and they've got to follow the same rules as everyone else when they come
welcome
back
home.
Down.
Yeah, welcome home.
Well, let's be brutally honest. It's a disgraceful bit of entitlement if anyone thinks that they should be up there post-season paid for by the NRL.
You can stay there for as long as you want and pay for it yourself. That's play on. I'm all cool for that, but you're not asking your business to cover you for a vacation for the family. Do you mind if I just bring a couple of mates as well?